Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Lamed Beis. We're in the heart of Brachas, Lamed Beis. And we start on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We are five lines up at the bottom. We'll start with the two dafs. Be'ez Hashem, tonight there'll be a daf Be'i and Shir. Tonight, relating to Tfilas Iris Rishus, Tfilas Iris Keva. Tfilas Iris Rishus, and Be'ez Hashem, it'll be tonight. So we'll send it out. Okay. Amar Ebelazim Mishim Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra, Kala Yoshe Betainis, Karin Logzar, Dinos, Vol Shivim Shana. Anybody who tainus b'shabbes, karon lo gzeidinus or shum shana. Anybody who sits in a state of fasting on Shabbos, karon lo. So you might think that's a negative, but no, karon lo. Even a gzardin, a negative gzardin of 70 years, can be ripped up. Why 70 years? 70 years is considered a unit. Yimeshin osin shivim shana, b'megvuros shmanim shana. So that's why 70 years, even a lifetime of negative, could be uprooted with a fast on Shabbos. Tosfos says we're talking about here a tainus chalom. Bottom Tosfos pirshu bin Chananel, but tainus chalom. B'chein isa b'medrash tehillim, because normally we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos because you know all the tainesim that fall out on Shabbos, they are nidcha. Yes, the poskim say that if theoretically Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast. That's the only fast day B'zman HaZeh that could fall out on a Friday. Why? Because the Pasuk says, I think in Yecheskel, of Be'etzem Hayom HaZeh, that's the language used by the Pasuk in Navi, describing Asar B'Teves. But that doesn't happen B'zman HaZeh, and generally we assume that fast days are pushed off. The only one that's pushed earlier, as we know, is Tainus Esther, when Purim falls out on Sunday, because that is a different type of fast. But generally, there's no fast on Shabbos. The only one is a Tainus Chalom. Why? The Chassam Sofer is quoted as saying that a Tainus Chalom, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos for something about the past. So almost all fast days that we have are about the past. It's because of Avelos. Masha'en came when it comes to Tainus Chalom, that's about the future. I had a bad dream. I want to prevent something from occurring. So therefore, I'm allowed to fast. Anything for the future, one is allowed to fast by. That's what makes a difference. That's why the Chassam Sofer says that maybe that's why Asar B'Teves would also be able to be done on Shabbos. Why? Because he says that there are early sources that Asar B'Teves every year is the day that determines whether there's going to be a Tisha B'Av that year. Asar B'Teves was the beginning of the process. That was the day of the siege. And that's the day that we have to figure out whether today's going to be the day that there's going to be a Tisha B'Av later that year. So that is why that's also Al Shem Ha'asid. That's also about a future event, and that's why maybe that's a day that can be done on Shabbos as well. Rabbi Simon quotes this he has a piece in, I think, in Brachos relating to Asar B'Teves, and he quotes these sources related to the Chassam Sofer. But again, a fast relating to the future might be able to be done even on Shabbos. Okay, so fast on Shabbos breaks up 70-year decree. The Afal Pikein Chozrim V'Difron Mimenu Din Onik Shabbos. And even though that's appropriate, then we were supposed to fast on Shabbos because of it, but you're still Mavatal Onik Shabbos, and therefore you got to do tshuva for that being the Bittal Onik Shabbos. Maitla Kantis, what do I have to do? How do I do tshuva for fasting when I'm not supposed to fast? Fasting when I am supposed to fast. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Leisiv Tanesu L'Tanesa. You fast for your fast, not on Shabbos. That's how you make it up. I fast for my fast because I was Mevatel owning Shabbos. Remember the Vilna Gaon that we've quoted many times in Hilchos Yantif, Tav Kuf Chaf Tes or so, and Hilchos Yantif, where the Gra says the difference between Kavod Shabbos and owning Shabbos is Kavod is everything that we do before Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos, the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, taking a shower, going shopping, setting the table. Everything we do before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos, and everything we do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. Eating and drinking and sleeping and relaxing, that is Oneg. Sometimes you have elements that have both. For example, Havlakas Nerus. Havlakas Nerus, you light it before Shabbos, but you enjoy them on Shabbos. So Havlakas Nerus is an example of something that is both Kavod and Oneg. But here you Mevatel Oneg Shabbos, specifically, because that was on Shabbos, you fasted on Shabbos, and that is why one fasts for their fast. Good. Amar Belazar. Chana. Yesterday's daf was all about Chana. Chana hiticha dram klape mala. Right, fascinating discussions of Chana and the sota and the dare that she made to God. Yesterday's daf. Chana hiticha dram klape mala. Chana was motiach dram klape mala. What does that mean? Somehow she made HaKadosh. She spoke a little inappropriately, we would say, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She literally threw words, Hiticha d'Rav Chaya ben Mala literally means through her words up to heaven. Shenemar v'tispalel al Hashem. She davened on Hashem. Malamei she hiticha d'Rav Chaya ben Mala. She threw words on Hashem. Right, this of Amar Belazar, Elio itich tvarim kabi mala. Elio also threw words and spoke a little, you know, not like everybody else would have spoken. They were allowed to maybe, but they were hitich tvarim kabi mala. This reminds us a little bit, if you remember, of Gemara we had 2 weeks ago on Daf Yates, of those who were magus daito klape mala. Remember we had, Choni Hamaagel on Daf Yates, and we had Todas Isharofe that used to tell people to eat roasted animals on Pesach night, even though it was outside the Beis HaMikdash. So there were different, that was the Magus Daito Klapi Mala. They also acted in a certain way. So here too, these people were Hiticha Dvarim Klapi Mala. So that is Chana, and that is Rebbe Lazar. And that is Elio. Shneamar, how do you know that? Vata Sibosas Libam Achoranis. You, Elio says to Hashem, you remove their heart, Achoranis backwards. You remove their heart and took them away. Right, we have this already. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them all the riches. And we said, we had earlier, oh, it's your fault. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Minayin Shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vahodilo Leliyahu. How do you know though Hashem agreed to Elio's Taina? Dechsev Vasher Hare Osi. Which I have caused negative to come. Hare Osi. That's Hashem talking. Vaiter. Amar Bichama Bar Chanina. Il Mali Shalosh Mikra Os Halalu. Were it not for the following three psukim that say what? Rashi on top. Second line. Shemeidin Sheyesh Biyara Kadosh Baruch Hu L'taken Yotzreinu. These three psukim show that Hashem really can help us out. Ula Hasir Es Yetzahara Bimanu. He put the Yetzahara within us. Not our fault. He put it in us. So that's the connection between the previous Gemara, where Elio kind of, in quotes, blamed God for part of what Klal Yisrael did. So here too, Rabbi Chava Bar Chanina says, these three psukim help us out. Were not for these three psukim, nismotetu raglehem shel sonei Yisrael. The legs of sonei Yisrael, which is a euphemism for Yisrael, right, the legs of the Jews would be shaking. Chad. Dichsev Vasher Hariosi, that's the puzzle that we just quoted. Vachad Dichsev Hine Hachomer Biyara Yotzer in Yonah Diyoma, right? Kachomer Biyara Yotzer. So as we say on in the days coming up, we are like a material, raw material in the hands of the potter, in the hands of the one who works with clay. So we're tools of a god. Kachomer Biyara Yotzer. So to you, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, you are in my hands. So again, it's like, we're just tools. How can you blame us? I will remove your stone heart from your flesh. I'll give you a new heart. Three psukim. Rav Papa Amar Mehacha. Ve'ez Ruchi attained Bekir Bechem, Be'asisi es Asher Bechukai Telechu. Again, Ruchi, I will put my Ruach amongst you, and I will do everything that that is supposed to be done. Good. If you look in the Rishimo Shiurim, if you look in the Rav Sefer, again, again, he has some Chidushi Agados here. Mostly not. Mostly it's Halacha. But if you look in the Chidushi Agados here, he discusses that the Psukim that are quoted here from Yirmiyahu about Kechomer B'yad HaYotzer, there are different Psukim. There's two Prakim in a row. Perek Yudches and Perek Yutes. This is quoted from Yudches. And the Psukim there give two different messages for Yirmiyahu. One time he's supposed to take a kli to show a message to Bnei Yisrael and break it, and the other time he's supposed to take a kli and remodel it and refashion it, and not to break it, but just to fix it up a little bit. And the Soloveitchik goes through how there are two types of tshuvas that one could do. There's a tshuva of just improving a little bit how you are, and then there's a tshuva of smashing ourselves and rebuilding ourselves. And he says, that's the mashal and the psukim, because there's two types of kalim that we know. Most kalim in the world, if they become tamei, so we're allowed to put them in a mikvah. Let to redo them a little bit. And put them in a mikvah. A metal kli, a glass kli, a wooden kli, any kli that becomes tamei. Right? You put it into a mikvah. Right? We're not used to it. Putting kalim in a mikvah. Bezman a mikdash, bezman tum avatara. Let's say there's a dead body in a house. Then everything becomes tamei in the house. You're going to have to put the Mishnayos and Kalim talk about. You're dunking beds into the mikvah, and everything's going to have to go in if it becomes tameh. So all Kalim could go into a mikvah and become tar, except for one type of Kli. As we know, Kli Cheres. Klicheres, once it's tummy, it's tummy. There's nothing to do about it except breaking it and putting it back in the kiln and remaking it, because Shvirasan, Zuhi, Zuhi Misasan, Zuhi Taharasan. So salvation goes through the Psukim in Perak Yud Ches and Perak Yud Tes of Yirmiyo, describing how it's two different Mishalim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to Am Yisrael about two different types of tshuvas. But based on this pasuk of Kechomer V'yad HaYotzer V'chulu, feel free to look there. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, V'amar Reb Elazar, the third person who was Metiach Dvarim. Number one was Chana, number two was Eliyahu, number three, the one in between them, V'amar Reb Elazar, Moshe Hitiach Dvarim Klabe Mala. Moshe did it. Shenemar V'yispala Moshe El Hashem. Moshe davened to God, Al Tikri El Hashem, Ela Al Hashem. Don't read it El, but Al, on. He's like, you know, overtaking, like the language in the previous psukim. Shekein Devei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Korin La'alfin, Ainin U'la'ainin Alfin. Right? Ain and Aleph, as we know, have the connection, those two letters, and therefore, even though it says El, we can understand it as Al. Devei Rabbi Yanei Amri Me'acha, another pasuk. V'di Zahav. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Dvarim. V'di Zahav, as we know, every phrase in the first pasuk in Sefer Dvarim refers to another place where Am Yisrael had been, but really, in a deeper sense, Rashi quotes it, each refers to a place where we angered God. We did some Aveira, V'di Zahav, but my V'di Zahav, what also could it mean? Amri, Debei Rabbi Yanai, Kach Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesef V'Zav, Shehishpata Lahem Li Yisrael, because of all the gold and silver that you gave them, Adsha Amru, Dai, until they said, wow, enough, so much, Hu Garam Sha'asu HaSa'egel. It's all that gold and silver that they got from the Egyptians, right? You gave them. You know, imagine if, you know, if a parent gives a child too much. No, it's not only the kid's, the parent's fault. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Ein Arinoi Mitoch Kupa Shel Teven Mitoch Kupa Shel Basar. When does a lion get angry? If you put straw into his basket? No, if you put meat into his basket. That's when if you have so much, you're like, whoa, this is amazing. This is like the lion starts going crazy. Starts going, wow. Right, literally, right, he's mishtageya, he gets crazy. So therefore, says the Gemara, that is an idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom, not blaming him, but trying to be, defend the actions of Klal Yisrael a little bit, that it's not their, not only their fault, right, it's based on the situation. Amar Boshi, doesn't it take away the idea of Bechir Rechavshis? Bechir Chavshis is still there, but in a certain sense, this is how our great leaders in the times of Tanakh tried to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, he tiyat the Ram Klapi Mala means it's a little inappropriate, but based on who they were, it was okay, right? It was nothing that we could do. Just like the Gemara said earlier about Choni Ma'agel and Todos, right? It wasn't anything that even a regular Tana could do. Remember, they said earlier, I would have put you in Chayim if you wouldn't be Choni Ma'agel. But that's not even natural behaviors in the days of the Gemara would have been inappropriate. But either way, this is the Gemara. Amar Rav Oshia, another mashal. Mashal Adam Shais Lo Parak Achusha Uba'alas Evarim. There is a man who had a very weak cow. Uba'alas Evarim, very weak, and the limbs were showing. He'achila Karshinim V'haisam Avatas Bo. All of a sudden, if he starts feeding it very fancy foods, karshinim is considered to be fancy animal food, and then he starts going crazy because he's not used to it. Amar lo mi garam lech shatem v'etes bi ela karshinim she'achaltich. As if the animal says to the master, it's your fault. It's your fault what you fed me. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, another mashal. The Marsha and other years talk about why we need two Mishalim. Mashal Adam Echad Shahayalo Ben. A man had a son. Herchitzo, Vesachu, Vechaleo Vashkeu. He washed him around. He gave him perfume. He gave him the different scents. And Vechaleo Vashkeu. And he gave him to eat and to drink. He gave him all the good things. Vatalo Kisal Tavaro. He gave him a large amount of money. Vahoshivo Pesach Shalzonos. So what do you think is going to happen? Mayas Oso Aben Shalo Yechta. The father put him into a situation, cologne, that was the word I was looking for, right, for a man. And he did all these things, and he put him in front of a Bais Shel Zonos. What kind of father is that? No, you give putting him into the situation. So again, that's the mashal to the animal, mashal to the ben. All these mashalim are given to for the Kaddish Baruch Hu did. Amar Avacha Bredu Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Hainu Damri Inshi. This is also what people say, Mali Krese Zani Bishay. What's Mali Krese? If somebody feels full, mali keres, their stomach is full, zani bishay. That's a zani, it's a type of bishay of bad, of negative. Shneamar kemar isam vayisvau. Kemar isam, when they graze vayisvau, when they are satiated, savu vayaram libam, their heart will be uplifted, right, as the pasuk says elsewhere, varam v'shachata, varam levavecha, v'shachata shem alakecha, alkei shechechuni. Right, here's the pasuk quoted from Nachman Armeyacha, Brahma Vavecha, Shechachta Es Hashem. As we know, Chazal say elsewhere, Rashi quotes in the Parshas Akev, Ein Adam Morid B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Mitoch Sevia. We only rebel against God when we feel we have everything. If we need something, we're not rebelling against God. We're going to start davening. When we feel like we have everything, that's the message of benching. After we're satiated, after we have everything, that's when we start davening, that's when we need to make sure that we're turning to God. Before it is easy, right? That's the Gemara we had earlier also. In the third parak, right, where the Gemara says that benching, diaraisa, we only have to thank God after we eat and before we learn. And the Gemara went through why that's appropriate, but we mentioned then a meshachachma that says, yeah, because after we eat, that's when the danger exists. That's when I feel I'm full and I have everything, then I'm going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitoch Sviya. It's whenever one is satiated. So that's why all these Gemaras. Once we were satiated, so then we turned away from God. But Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu and all the others are saying, well, it's your fault. You made them satiated. Okay. Rabbanan Amri Mehacha. V'achal v'sava v'dashenu pana. Also a pasuk in a couple of weeks, Parsha. V'yibayisvei Mehacha. V'yishman yishuran v'yivat. All of these psukim that we became fat, and then we kicked God. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonasan, Minayin shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hodil ol Moshe, how do you know God admitted, sheneemar, v'kesef herbesi la, v'zahav asu l'ba'al. Right, so, all these psukim that give us the impression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu admitted somewhat. Good. V'yadab Hashem al Moshe, so everything we've said up until now is basically the same idea. That certain people in Tanakh were trying to defend Klal Yisrael. And again, it does not mean it was a real defense. I'll just read you the Marsha. The Marsha says, on this whole Gemara, that this wasn't an excuse that they shouldn't be punished. It just means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a little rachmanis on them. Devadai einze taina amitis b'mishpat shorei nitin ha-bechiru la'adam k'moshin emar b'kiddushin barasa yitzahara b'ratzi tavlin. You know, I gave them all this, but I also gave them a yitzah tov. I also gave them a ratzon to do good. I also did, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're not focusing on that. Ve'ikat zchar va'onesh ela kadil lezakos nitin ha-bechiru la'adam sheinatzeach ha-yitzah ha-ra v'yizak al-yom adin. So what does this whole Gemara mean? El da'achi kamar di'esh lanu pischon peh v'tayna ksas b'mishpat shlon ismotetu legamrei b'mishpat al shabar lanu ha-yitzah ha-ra. Hashem, come on, give them a little slack. That's what how this Gemara should be understood. Give them a little bit. You know, you have to understand, you created the Yetzer Hara. You know, they fell, but you created it. But again, ultimately, says the Marsha, it's not that we're off the hook in these cases. It is just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should understand a little bit. Good. Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe, fifth wide line. Lech raid. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Egel, go down. My lech raid. Why didn't he just say go or down? He says lech raid. Rabbi Lazar, I'm like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe raid migdulascha. Go down from your greatness. That's what it means. Not literally raid, but go down. Why? Klum nasati lecha gedula ela bishvil Yisrael. You are the leader of the Jews. There's no leader without the people. That's what made you great, the people. V'yachshav Yisrael chatu. Now that they sinned, atalam ali. So your position is not existent anymore. So atalam ali, what are you doing here? So miyad tashas kochos shel Moshe v'lohaya lo koch ledaber. So Moshe had nothing to say. He didn't know how to answer. Remember the story in Kisisa. Every stage is fascinating. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for forgiveness to make sure before he even goes down. And then he doesn't rebuke Klal Yisrael until he's there and he doesn't break the luchos right where he is and then go down. He dafka waits till he goes down, he sees what's going on, and then he breaks the luchos. The Sfarno points out because he saw them besimcha. The Sfarno and Kisisa. That it wasn't, okay, everybody sins. But maybe at this point, with the background of our Gemara, you know, it's the Yetzer Hara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to forgive them. But then he goes down and sees them dancing. Rikudimu Mecholos. Then he breaks the luchos. Then he gets angry. Because maybe now he doesn't have a pischon peh anymore. When they're enjoying themselves, so that's even worse, that's when he breaks the luchos. Says the Gemara, but at the first he just found out, he doesn't have anything to say. V'kivan sha'amar, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Harefi meni v'yashmideim. Hashem kind of gives him an opening. Leave me alone! Harefi meni! Leave me alone! Moshe's like, well, what am I doing? I guess I don't have to leave him alone. Hashem says, Harefi meni, I'm not gonna! Amar Moshe, Dover Zed, Tali B. Hashem kind of opened up the Pesach and hinted to Moshe that it was in his control. Miyad Amar Venis Chazek Betfila. He started davening and davening. Upikesh Rachme Miyas Varachmanis from Hashem. Mashal a Melech. It's a mashal to a king. Basar Vadam. She Kaas Al Beno. Vaya Machia Maka Gedola. He says a king is rebuking and hitting his son. Vaya Oavo Yoshev Lefanav. Umis Yarei Lo Marlo Davar. And there was another person in the room. Amar HaMelech, Il Malei Avi Zesh Yoshev Lefanei Haraktich. He says to his son, if this guy wouldn't be here, I'd really take it out on you. Right, so the other guy says to himself, oh, I guess I have some power, I guess I have some say. Amar Dover Zet Talibi, Miyad Amad Hitzilo. And that's why the third party would get involved, and that's kind of like what Hashem told Moshe, leave me alone! Don't stop what you're doing! Oh, I guess I shouldn't stop. He left Moshe hear that. Leave me alone. I'm going to get angry at them and destroy them. And I will make you a new great nation from you. Right, we had this line earlier also in the Masechta where we had that any statement is fulfilled from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says in Divrei Yamim that his children had a large families based on this pasuk. Even though Hashem retracted and accepted Moshe's tefillah. If the pasuk hadn't said it, we wouldn't be able to even graphically give this mashal. Moshe grabbed Hashem. Like somebody who grabs his friend's lapels. It's like somebody says, I'm not letting you go. Because that's the mashal of, leave me alone, hanichali. What does Hashem say to Moshe? Leave me alone. It's as if we have an imagery that Hashem grabbing Hashem's shirt and have mechila. So what does that mean? Obviously, 99% of Rishonim assume that one of the animamins we have to believe is eino guf, lo masigei aguf. Nothing physical about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Does this mean that grabbing the clothes, says the Nodeb Yehuda, says the Tzlach right here, clothes is not the inherent part of a person. Clothes is always something external, something on the outside. It doesn't say he grabbed God's hand. It doesn't say that. It says the clothes. V'ratzonim bazeh, ki ha-begadim sha'adam lo v'ishmor mamasha belibo. Clothes always reflect the type of mood that I'm in and the state that I'm in. Right? We dress differently on our way to work and on our way to vacation. Right? Because based on what we look like, that kind of reflects the state that we're in. On Shabbos and on weekday, a fancy dinner and just relaxing at home. Clothes always reflect the state that we're in. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bo, ein bo shinoi. There's nothing mitzad God that changes. Aval hashinu hu kavayachol b'midosav, shkuhu mishtamesh bahem, hakol afi ha-makabla mishtanen amidos. There's different reflections of God that we see. We see rachamim, we see din, we see this, we see that. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Hashem's clothes. It means the clothes of din, the midah that he was wearing, so to speak, at that time. That's what he was able to grab. V'zeh sha'amru she'tafas Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kadosh yotov yishchaver bebigdo, kach Moshe tafas bebigdei nakam, v'haynu midas hadin hakasheh, v'yamar eini menichacha ad shetimcho lahem. That's why Dafka, the mashal, is given as clothes, because clothes always is on top, is not inherently the item, the being, just like the clothes here are not chas v'shalom God, but it is what is expressed by God at that time. Good, that's the tzlach. You can't read that gemara without getting the tzlach. The asel is chalagai gadol, the chulu, and I'm going to make you, Moshe, a great nation. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Moshe levnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, I don't understand. You want to destroy them and make me into a great nation? Doesn't make sense. Uma kisei shel shalosh regalim. Einu yachol lamod lefanecha b'shas kascha. At this time, you know who the parents of the forefathers of this nation is? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? A chair with three legs. And they weren't strong enough to defend Klal Yisrael? Kisei shel regal echad achas kam v'kama. So me? So you're going to make a nation for me? And what's going to happen? I'm only one leg. Right? So of course it's not going to work. Let's just finish the line. V'lo od ela she yesh bi boshes panim. Me'avosai. Me'ashav. Also, I'm embarrassed. Yomru. Why? Ru panashem mid aleihem. Look at the leader that he put over them. Bikesh gudolat zvav lo bikesh aleihem rachamim. People are going to say about me afterwards? Yeah, he wanted a nation for himself. Right, look, he didn't daven for them. Ask the Mefarshim, what does Moshe say? A nation that had three legs didn't work. What about me? Moshe was also from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why wasn't he four legs? He should have been four legs. Oh, he doesn't have the avos? So again, the Tzlach says, well, the avos didn't work for the previous nation. And that's why he can't count them. Right, v'af shegam Moshe whom yizarim shel yos avos v'imkein yilafan of kisa shel arba raglayim. No, Moshe binu kachamar ha'avos yilam kasalav ashlo hischazik betfila v'zarim. They were going to be upset at me that it didn't work. I wasn't strong enough to save them at this moment, so they're not going to be with me. That's the next line of boshes panim mi'avosai. That's the boshes panim because they're going to be upset. Right, that's what so Moshe Rabbeinu is somewhat defensive. We've had, the beginning, the Rashi, beginning of the era. The era, right, the Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bekel, Shakai, Shmi Hashem, Lo Nadati Lahem. Moshe is different than the Avos. Moshe was a little defensive here, and therefore, he says, they're not going to work for me. Vayechal Moshe Espinei. Vayechal Moshe. Right, the type of tefillah that Moshe said. Right, we also had this at the end of the last parak, right, on Friday's daf. Vo'eschanan and Vayechal, two types of tefillah that Moshe had on Laman Amma Beis. Amar Rabbi Lazar, so what does it mean Vayechal? So, six different shatim. What exactly Vayechal means? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Melamed she'aman Moshe betefillah of Le'akadosh Baruch Hu ad shehechlehu. Shem Moshe stood in tefillah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until, what's hechlehu? Rashi says, heftzir bo, that he pushed and pushed and really pushed. Ad shehechlehu. Extreme. V'rava amar, atche hefer lo nidro, or hitir lo nidro, until Hashem got rid of his promise to destroy B'nai Yisrael. Where do you get that from? K'siv hacha v'yachal, v'ksiv hasam lo yachel dvaro. The context of nedarim. V'yamar mar, hu eno miyachel aval acher mochlen lo. A person can't get rid of his own neder, but other people can. So Moshe Rabbeinu was there until God got rid of his neder. Shmuel amar, third, malameh, she masar atzmo lemisa aleihem. He was most nefesh. He said, Hashem, take me. Take me. Shneamar v'imayin, as the Pasuk says, mechenina misifrcha asher kasavta. Right? Take me from your sefer. Meaning, remove me. Just take me instead of them. Moshe was ready to be Moser nefesh. As we know, that Pasuk was not fulfilled. Moshe Rabbeinu was not taken, but there is one parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu does not mention, and that, of course, is Parshas Tetzaveh. Even though it starts off with the word viata, which is talking about Moshe. But it doesn't say the word Moshe from the time that Moshe is born. From Shmos till the end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned in every single Parsha except for Parshas Tetzaveh. Amar Rava, number four. Amar of Yitzchak, Melamed, Shehechla Aleihem, Midas Rachamim. He brought Midas Rachamim on them. He niach, Rashi says, Lashon of placing. For Rabbanan Amri, fifth. Amalamed, Shamar Moshe, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Chulin Hu Lecha, Me'asos, Kadavar Hazeh. Like the language that Avram used by Stom, it's chulin. It's not appropriate for you, God, to act like this. Right? You took them out, and now you're gonna destroy them. It's chulin to you. Vayachal Moshe espenei Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer Malamed Shamad Moshe betfila lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ad sheachazto achilu. Moshe Rabbeinu David Adavin until he became sick. Achazto achilu. Achilu grabbed him. My achilu Amar Rabbi Elazar Eish shel atzamos. A fire in the bones. My eshal atzamos, amar abaya, eshta the garmi. Same thing, fire in the bones. Right? Where do we have garmi before in this masechta? Rabbi Yochanan walked around. Dein garma da sira beer. This is the bone of my 10th child. We had back in the first parak. So garmi, grama. So we had that. Again, discussion. How could he hold the, isn't there a chiv kvura? Rashi says it's pachos bikadasha. But that was garmi. Good. See, so that's bone in Aramaic. Zachar l'Avraham li'isok l'Yisrael avadecha asher nishbat lahem bach. Moshe says to Hashem that remember the what you promised. My bach, what does it mean that you promised them bach in you? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe l'Avnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, ilmol inishbat lahem b'shamayim uv'aretz. If you would have sworn to them by the heaven and earth, Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Kishem Shem Shemayim Ba'aretz Bitteilim, just like it's possible that the heaven and earth might one day not exist, Kach shvua sech batela. So do your shvua is batel. V'yachshav shenishbata lahem b'shivcha gadol. But you swore to them to take this nation into Eretz Yisrael. You swore to them in your great name. Mashimcha gadol chay v'kayim la'olam ulolmei olamim. Kach shvuasech kayemes la'olam ulolmei olamim. Forever and ever. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to keep your promise. Interesting double lashon of la'olam ulolmei olamim. Right, what's just say la'olam, forever. La'olmei olamim means not only forever in our world, but whatever world might HaKadosh Baruch Hu might create. The Rambam uses this lashon in Hilchos Mezuzah when he says, you know, when we go through the doorway, we're supposed to look up at the mezuzah and wake up from Havle Azman, the Yeda she'ein davar ha'omeid la'olam ula'olmei olamim el yediyas sur olamim. The lashon of la'olam la'olmei olamim. That's a double lashon of not only forever as we understand it, but la'olmei olamim, forever and ever. Well, that's where that phrase comes from. I don't know, forever and ever. That's la'olam la'olmei olamim. Vaytadaber aleihem ar bezarachem kochvei hashamayim. I will make your seed great. V'chol aretz hazot asher amarti, and all this land that I said. Hi, asher amarti, asher amartami bo'elei. Moshe's talking to God. It should be what you said, not what I said. Amar Belazar, ad kan divrei Talmud, mikan ve'elech divrei harav. Now you got to put a comma. Then afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu takes, and afterwards Hashem takes over. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmeini, Amar no, Eilum Eilu Divrei Talmud. Moshe is talking. Elakach Amar Moshe Levnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, Dvarim She'amarta Li, Leich Emar Lahem Li Yisrael Bishmi. Hashem says, or Moshe says to Hashem, Hashem, the items that you told me, go tell them, Lahem Li Yisrael Bishmi. Halakti V'marti Lahem Bishimcha, Achshav Man Ani Omer Lahem. You told me, and I told them, so now what's going to be? Meaning it has to be come true. Why? So the Mefarshim point out here, the Halacha, the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, when a Navi says a Dover Latova, it has to come true. One of the Rayas, the Rambam talks about a Navi Sheker. If a Navi says something bad is going to happen and it does not happen, that's not proof that he's a Navi Sheker. Because it could be that B'nai Yisrael did Tshuva. It could be that they were Zoche. But if a Navi says something that good is going to happen to Am Yisrael and it didn't happen, that's a proof of a Navi Sheker. Because if a Navi that says something from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Latova for Am Yisrael, it finally is going to happen. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying here. You told me, I said it over, I'm a Navi Nisnabi Latova, so it has to come true. So Moshe uses all of these excuses and all of these reasons why a Kadosh Baruch Hu should forgive Klal Yisrael. Okay, this is all the Egel Daf. The Egel Daf. Good. Mi bilti yecholas Hashem, yachol Hashem iboyle. What do you mean yecholas Hashem? Yachol Hashem. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Moshe, Vnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebona Shel Olam. Achshav yomru umos haolam tashash kocho kenekeva. Vnei yachol lahatzil. They're going to say, God, that you're a girl, right? You don't have the strength to defeat all of the nations, right? Yecholas. That's why he uses the lashon yecholas Hashem. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. What do you mean? Halok faro nisim ugvura shasisilam alayam. What do you mean? Hashem says, "Don't they remember the Makos? They don't remember Kriyas Yamsuf? I'm a Lefanav." And again, God knows the answer to all these questions. But right, he's giving Moshe the Pesach to Davin. I'm a Lefanav. Ribono Shel Olam, Adayin Yesh Lohem Lomar LeMelech Echad Yochol La'amod LeShloshim VeEchad Melachem Eni Yochol La'amod. Oh yeah, you beat Paro. 31 kings in the land of Canaan. Oh, that's too much for God. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says that Yecholos Hashem, right? He says, God, they're not going to think of, meaning there's going to be a tremendous Chol Hashem. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to save them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin, Shechazer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vodol Ola Moshe, Hashem agrees, Shneemar, Vayomar Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha. I forgive them, as you said. Tani Devei, Rabbi Yishmael, Kidvarecha, Asidim Umos Olam Lomar Kein. Right, not only that, but they were going to say it. Ashrei Talmid Sherabba Modelo. Praises the Talmud that the Rab is Modem. Right? It doesn't matter how great the Nisim, if somebody does not want to believe, if doesn't want to recognize, that's where they're going to happen. Earlier we had this also, back in the first parak, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kachatzos Alayla, and we mentioned then from the Bali Musar, because all the firstborns died at 1201? Oh, what a fake, what a coincidence. If somebody doesn't want to believe, they're not going to believe, even if it doesn't make sense. Good. V'ulam Chai Ani. What does that mean? Amar Ava, Amar Av Yitzchak. Melameid she'amar la'kodesh baruch hu le'moshe, Moshe hechitani bidvarecha. Chayani. I'm alive through you. You help me stay alive in the eyes of the world. Darash Rebbe Simloy. Says Rav Simloy. Rav Simloy has some famous statements in Shas. Here's one of them. La'olam, we're going to have this again later. Yisado adam shivcho she'lakodesh baruch hu ve'achak yispalel. First step in davening is praise. Gemara is going to say later on, specifically, Shevach Bakasha Hoda, but first praise, V'yachar Kach Yispala, and then Davin. Shminalon Mimoshe, Dechsiv, Bo'eschanan El Hashem Bo'esahi, V'ksiv, Hashem Elokim Atah Chilos Al Arosiz Atachaz Galacha, V'diyatcha Hazaka, Asher Mikel, V'ashvayim V'arosiz Asher Yasecha Ma'asecha V'chig V'rosecha, all of that is praise. Hashem, you're the best, you've shown me, wonderful. V'ksiv, Basrei, Ebrana, V'eres, Aretz HaTova, V'chulu. So that's quoted here because that's continuing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the story, the conversations between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu regarding the slicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Am Yisrael. That's why it's here, even though the main sugya of the order of davening is going to be on Daf Lama Dalet, which is going to be in 2 blocks from now, where we're going to have that. Okay, Simon, Masim Staka Karevin Kahain Kohen Tanis Min Al Barzel. Say it as the Shulchan Aruch tells us to say it. As last week in the Parsha Shir, if you remember, we had Amalek in Bavasra Memvav. The word Amalek as a simon. Vaita, we continue on Mabez Mabez. Amar Abelazar, Gedola Tfila Yosem Yimaisim Tovim. Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovim. Shenein Lacha Gadol Kemad Bemaisim Tovim Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. Because after all, there's nobody greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in Maisim Tovim. Afal Pikin Lonan Alaba Tfila, and still Tfila is what did it. Tfila greater than Maisim Tovim. Shenema Al Tosef Daberi Lai. Don't talk to me anymore. And he's able to go up. Tfila does it. Says Tosfos on top. Gedola Tfila Yosem Ma'asim Tovim. Below Tfila. Tfila is greater than Ma'asim Tovim without Tfila. Obviously, both are the best. Right? Tfila is greater than Ma'asim Tovim. What if you do mitzvahs and daven? That's obviously greater than just davening. But Tfila is greater. Says the Pnei Yoshua also. What about learning? Right? Tama Torah's connected Kulam. What's unique about Tfila? So it says the Pnei Yoshua, specifically for Bittul HaGzeira, Tfila is greater. Yes, what Tosva said. But there are mitzvahs that are Keneged and Shakul, but specifically when there's a Gzeira you want to get rid of, the most powerful tool that we have is Tfila. That is why if there's an Esara, what do? We don't just get together and have a shir. We get together and say Tehillim, and we daven. Tfila, that's what the Gemara means here, says the Pnei Yeshua. In terms of a lav le'inyin schar tfila kamar, demecha teisi, umay svari izu. Tfila might even be derabanan. Right, it says, ela vadai, it's le'inyin levatal gzardino shel adam. To beha vadai, that's what tfila is the greatest. Good. V'yam Rabbi Lazar, gedola tainis, yosem anat staka. My taima, tainis is greater than staka. My taima is ebegufa v'zeba mamono. Tainis affects our physical body, and mamon affects only our money and not of our physical body. V'yam Rabbi Lazar, gedola tefila, yosem anat karbonis. Tefila is greater than karbonis, an MR, right, meaning that even davening more than karbanos, even though we say tefillah is connected to karbanos tiknum, according to one opinion, still, shenemar, as the Pasuk says in the Haftarah for Chazon, lama li rov zivchechem, what do I need all your karbanos for, says God, v'ksivu farischem kapechem, right, you spread your hands to me, meaning forget your karbanos, just daven, right, davening more than karbanos, right, somebody asked me after the shir last week, right, see, there's davening even bisman hamikdash. It's not that, when we have karbanos, we're not going to daven again. And it's not that when they had a Beis HaMikdash. Remember the Mishnayos and Tainus? Just the Tainus spoke about how they were ma'amados. Some people went to the Beis HaMikdash in order to represent Klal Yisrael by the Karban Tamid, and the rest stayed home and davened and leaned. That's Bizman HaMikdash. There were tefillahs and davening, even Bizman HaMikdash. It wasn't just that, it was connected the karbanos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, called Kohen. Why is this here? Good question, but it's here. Kol Kohen Sharegas Anevesh Lo Yisus Kapov. Shneemar Yedechem Damim Mileyu. A Kohen murderer is not allowed to duchen. Yedechem Yedin Damim Mileyu. Major Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Rosh, and the Rambam. What happens if he does tshuva? Two questions. Number one, what if he does tshuva? Machlokas Rambam seems to say even if he does tshuva, he's not allowed to duchen. And the other Rishonim seem to say that it is the tour. The tour quotes a Yerushalmi that says, no, as long as he did tshuva, it's okay. And that ends up being a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says that a Kohen cannot duchen, even if he is a Rosea, even if he does tshuva, Masha'en kain the Ramah. Issue number one. Ah, what about Peshogeg? What about Bishogeg? That's the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh omrim, koich argat anefesh, afilu Bishogeg, lo yisas kapa afilu asa tshuva. The Shulchan Aruch is machmer across the board. Even Shogeg, even tshuva, nothing. The Ramah says, im asa tshuva, he can, and yesh lahaka abali tshuva, shlo lino delas bifneim, v'hachi nog. And which Bishmekel says the Ramah. What would be the reason why, even if he does tshuva, ain't kategar, nasa sanegar. And therefore, you can't. This is a prosecutor, this is a rotzeach, and therefore, it cannot be done. Whenever this comes up, we've mentioned in the past, the Rav Avadia has a couple of tshuvas where he talks about two cases. Number one, Rachman al-Islan, what if somebody kills somebody else in a car accident? So is that called shoge? And Rav Avadia is talking. Svardi, right? The Svardim generally are machmir, like the Mechaber. So the Rav Avadia says, Ulefiz en nire, this is in Hei Tezayin, in Yechavadas, Shagabad ilan shalanu, Shakoin ho yinoi berechev, Agoram la evdo nefesh mi Yisrael, Machma shenog bimhiris mufrezes, if he wasn't listening to all of the traffic laws, then for sure he can't duchen. If it was his fault, then he can't duchen. That is what he says. But if it was totally not his fault, it was an ones, he was driving as he's supposed to be driving, and Rahman al-Islan, somebody runs in front, or whatever the case may be, somebody hits him from behind, and whatever the case is, so then that is, so then that's a machlokas, and kedai in our generation, if it was shogeg, and he was chozer b'tshuva, so then I would be mekel in that case, based on a sfek sveka, but anyway, that is Rav Avadia. The other case he talks about is, what about a chayal? So that's another machlokas. Does a rotseach apply even if a rotseach of a Yehudi? It's another machlokas, especially he says if you're in battle and it's a mitzvah, shei mitzvah, then for sure it would be okay, but that's if you want to look it up in Yechavadas Beis Yudalad. Either way, that's a big discussion of the Torah and the Rambam, Vichulu. Says the Gemara. We continue. V'yam Rabbi Elazar b'yam shachar beis ha-migdash, and lo shari tfila, from the day the beis ha-migdash was destroyed, the shari tfila are closed. Shenemar gamki ezak va'ashaveya sasum tfilasi. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, my tfila sasum is closed up. That's why we don't say tiskabel on Tisha B'Av morning, based on this Pasuk also. Because sasum tfilasi. V'yalevi shashari tfila ninalu, shari dimalo ninalu. Even though the gates of tfila are closed, the gates of tears are never closed. Shenemar shema tfilasi Hashem v'shavasi ha'azina el dimasi el techarash. Don't be sad to my dimos. Says the B'yuri Chassidus L'shas. Bir Chassidus, great line from Rabbi the Measure. Right, the Measure. If they're never closed, so why do you need gates? The gates of tears are never closed. So what do you need gates for? If somebody just cries, he's a faker. He's a faker! If somebody's crying because he knows this Gemara, but he doesn't really mean it inside, says, that's fine, then the gates close. Then the gates close. So you need, right? What do you need gates on 7-Eleven if it's open over 24-7? It used to be 7-Eleven, right? So, good shayla, 365-7, right, if somebody's stuff's open. But anyway, so here, the shari demos lo ninalu, because if somebody cries in a fake way. Good. Rava lo gozer tane sabiyoma de'iva. Rava never made a tainus on a cloudy day. Mishim shenemer sakose ba'anan loch me'avar tefila. Clowns symbolize the separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yam Rav Elazar, miyam shachar beis ha-migdash, tifzachal chomas barzel, bein Yisrael avim shema shamayim. Since the Chorban Abayis, there's an iron wall that is mafsik between Yisrael avim shema shamayim. Shenemar v'atah kach lecha machvas barzel, v'nasata osit kir basel bein achu bein akir. Mechitzas barzel. Says the Ben Yehoyada, why barzel? Trying to fit in as much as we can here. Why dafka barzel? Why barzel? See, he quotes Ben Yehoyada. Bizmana migdash kayim, there were karbonas that were machaper. The achra korban, as we know, tfilos are welcome karbonas. But sometimes our yetzer hara gets the best of us. Our yetzer hara is a stranger amongst us. He doesn't really belong in us. He's the stranger. He's known as the czar. He's the stranger amongst us. And you know what he does? He's mevalbel us. He takes our heart. We want to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes our heart and mixes it up. Lev backwards is Beis Lamed. Bilbul. Right? He mixes us up. You know what the problem is? It's that czar. It's that stranger. He creates Bilbul. Barzel. Right in the middle of Barzel. Right? You have Right? You have Zar and you have the Bilbul, you have the Baal, you have the mix-up on the outside. It says, that's the Chomas HaBarzel Beinayim. That's without Karbonis. That's what happens. We don't have the proper Kavani. He says, that's what we have to try to get rid of. We have to try to overcome that Yetzahara, that Zar in the middle of our lathe that turned it around, the Barzel. That's what the Yetzahara does. Good. Okay, it's a jam-packed on Amid Beis here. Nobody should ever say that. I don't take Amid Beis seriously. I'm Rav Chana Rav Chanina. Kol ha-marach b'tfilaso, ain't tfilaso chazer es reikam. Anybody who's marach b'tfila, his tfila is not chazer es reikam. Somebody davens properly. Mina lan mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shene amar vo es palel el Hashem. V'ksib basre v'yishma Hashem Eloi. Gam papama he listened at that time. Right? Where Marsha says he davened for 40 days. It's marach b'tfila. Eini, is this really true? V'yam Rav Chia, Amar Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say if you daven for too long and you're ma'ayin, it's not good. It's gonna come to a heaviness of heart. Instead of doing that, you should learn. So don't we say that it is better to? But davening lengthy and ma'ayin is not good. So lo kasha hadamarach ma'ayin ba, hadamarach v'lo ma'ayin ba. Regular lengthy tefillah is fine. Lengthy tefillah and iyun tefillah is a problem. And Tosfos says here, as he says in a number of Tosfosim in Shas, is iyun tefillah a good thing or a bad thing? Being ma'ayin and tefillah, so that is two different gemaras. So Tosfos says, as he says elsewhere, iyun tefillah and analyzing and trying to push and understand it and get the most out of it, that's fine. Iyun tefillah, after I daven saying, well, God, you better accept my tefillah because I did great. So that's the iyun tefillah that's inappropriate. Thinking that, you know, magiyali. Magiyali, that's the type of iyun tefillah that is inappropriate. Amri b'chaber b'chanina, imra adam shehispalel v'lo naneh, yachzev yispalel. And that fits in beautifully to the next line. If somebody davened and wasn't answered, daven again. Shenemar, kaveh Hashem, chazek mi mesibecha, v'kaveh Hashem. Hov tachadosh baruch hu, hov tachadosh baruch hu. Siyata d'shmaya in chodesh elul. Tzon rabbanon, arba tzrichen chizek. You remember this? This is the heart of brachas, right here. The four things that need chizik. Ve'eluhein. The four things that need chizik over and over again. Torah. Umaisim tovim. Tefillah. V'derach eretz. Rashi here says derach eretz means parnasa. These four things need chizik. How do you know? Torah, umaisim tovim. Minayin. Shneamar. Pasuk says in the beginning of Yehoshua. Rak chazak ve'ematz ma'od. Lishmar la'asos kechala Torah. Chazak v'torah va'ameis v'maisim tovim. That needs chizik. Tfila minayin, shenemar, kaveh Hashem, chazek v'meis libecha v'kaveh Hashem, as we just said. Derech eretz minayin, shenemar, chazek v'nes chazek be'ad amenu. Right, Yoav and Avishai, right, Yoav, be strong for our nation. Be strong for our nation in terms of in the ways of the world. The four things that need chizik. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what does it mean it needs chizik? It means whenever you finish something, you should start it right away again. That's chizik. And Rav Soloveitchik says, that's the makar for... At a siyum, you start the next thing right away. And on Zosa Bracha, we start Bracious right away. And that's what he says whenever. That's based on this, because Tefillah Tzarech Chizuk. Because of that, that's the basis for all of these Minhagim. And that's why he says, even whenever we finish a Parsha, we always learn the next Parsha in the afternoon, on Shabbos Mincha. And that's why he even says, he thinks, why there's a Minhag, too, in many shuls, to at the end of Tefillah to sing Adon Olam or to sing Yigdal. Because when we finish, it's like, Hashem, you know, we have to start again. It's like, we didn't do enough. So that's why we daf, it's as if we do a symbolic tefillah, as if we're starting again at the end of tefillah, to kind of tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we should really start again. We just can't. Ain't prayer. We have to live our lives. We have to leave. But we do that as a symbolic tefillah at the end, because tefillah, tzarich, chizuk. Vatomer tzion azavani Hashem, Hashem shechechani. Right, Sion says, Hashem left me and forgot me. Haynu azuba, haynu shechucha. What's the difference? Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Hakadosh Yisrael v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam. Adam no se isha l'shto rishona. If somebody marries a second wife, zocher maaser rishona. He remembers the first wife. Ata zaftani v'shechachtani. But you did forget me. You forgot me. You just threw me away, says Sion. Armalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? Biti, my daughter. Yud Beis Mazal Barasi Barakiah. I created 12 constellations. V'yakol Mazal V'mazal Barasi L'Shloshim Chayel. And on every constellation, there are 30 soldiers that work with it. V'yakol Chayel V'chayel Barasi L'Shloshim Ligion. V'yakol Ligion V'yigion Barasi L'Shloshim Rahatin. All different types of officers. V'yakol Rahatin Rahatin Barasi L'Shloshim Karton. V'yakol Karton V'karton Barasi L'Shloshim Gistera. V'yakol Gistera V'Gistera Talisi Bo Shlosh Meos V'Shisha V'Chamish. There are billions and trillions of constellations God said I created. And it's all for you. The entire universe is for you. No way. Will somebody forget the baby? Will a woman forget her baby? Will I forget your karbanos? No way. Really? You never forget anything? Then you're never going to forget the egel? Amr Lai said, no, Gam Elo Tishkachna. I have a selective memory, says God. Amr Lafana, Rabbanah Shalom, Hol the Yeshicha of Nekizach Vadecha, Shema Tishkachli Maisa Sinai. Are you going to forget that? Don't they go together? Amr Lai, Va'anochi Lo Ashkachacha. Vaynad Amr Blazer, Amr Roshia, Maidach Siv Gam Elo Tishkachna, Ze Maisa Ha'egel, Va'anochi Lo Ashkachach, Ze Maisa Sinai. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a selective memory, but for our benefit. For our benefit, and therefore, he does his best for us. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. We'll stop at Chassidim Rishonim, and Ben Hashem, we will continue on these big fat dafim here in the fifth parak of Brachas. Again, we thank the sponsors for these months of this month of Shiurim. Lezecha Nishbach Menachem Yitzchok Orlinsky, sponsored by the Orlinsky family. Everybody should have a good day. And tonight, Ian Shear, 9:30, Tefilas Arvis Rishus.